Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hi, this is hi Sam. My name is Tony. I got a letter.
Oh, okay.
A letter from your guys' company.
All right, Tony. Did you have a 16-digit reservation code with that?
I do.
All right. What's that number? I'll pull up your file.
2411-0401.
Okay.
-0022-93-07.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'll pull it up here. All right. And what's the
now
name
where
of the...
Are you guys, where are you guys located?
We are in San Diego, California.
Mm.
What's the name of the business that you're with?
The name of the company is Tuxedos by Mike, where you guys sent this to. But I'm the GM here, and I was wondering if I could get a loan for myself.
Oh, okay. Okay. So we are strictly a business lender. So we don't do personal loans. We only do loans to businesses. So if you are an owner of the business, we'd be able to do it. But if not, it's not something that we're able to do.
Okay. So let's say I do have a business. How does this work?
Sure. So, you know, it would depend on, you know, which type of business you have and a few different factors, but really, you know, we have all different types of programs. We do equipment, we do unsecured loans, we do secured loans, all over the board. So, I mean, you would just have to tell me what you're looking for and I can fit you into a program.
I have the same kind of business that I'm calling you from. A retail establishment.
Okay, and...
And I also work here.
Oh, I see, okay.
So I'm actually talking to you from the back of the store because I don't want my boss to hear me.
I gotcha.
So I actually have my own company in the same sector from which I'm calling you from.
Okay.
But it's on the side. So I do get a steady paycheck from here at work, from the rental company, from the Tuxedo rental company. I just have my own Tuxedo rental company, but it's on the side.
I gotcha. Okay. So did you have any idea of what you were looking for?
For the same amount that you guys sent me the paper here to, I'm looking for the $250,000.
Okay. And are you looking for unsecured cash?
What is the difference?
So basically, you know, if you're looking for capital, it would be one of our working capital programs. So it's going to be an unsecured loan anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. On the secured side of things, that's more along the lines of if you're looking for equipment, anything like that. So where there would be collateral attached to it.
Let's do an unsecured. I already purchased all my equipment.
Okay. Okay. So if you're looking for, you know, some unsecured cash for the business, it's working capital. It's primarily based on the sales of the business. So what do you do for your top line revenue in a year? So like gross annual sales.
Actually, I just started the business.
Oh, okay.
2 months ago. Yeah, I just opened it up 2 months ago. I just opened up my office 1 month ago.
So okay, nice.
I'm getting it off the ground. Of course, I have a DBA, and of course, I have my federal tax ID number and everything like that.
Okay.
I'm just getting it off the ground, but the customers here like my consulting so much that they call me on my personal cell phone to go and style them. So now I opened up my own office so that they can meet me there. It's just that the person that you guys sent this particular letter to, he doesn't know about it. I go out about my own and take care of the clients.
I got you.
Since I have my own equipment and I already have my own, merchandise and everything like that.
Okay. All right. So let's say you've been doing it for about 2 months now, right? Now
I've been doing it for about 2 months, but my federal tax ID application, my license to, you know, exchange goods for monetary purposes is started back in 2015.
Okay. All right. Now, like, I'll give you some straight feedback here just to kind of, you know, let you know how everything works here. So these programs, for working capital, the nice thing about them is, you know, you can get that. It's access to cash that isn't really available to you through traditional financing. So, like, usually when you're a new business, you know, traditional banks aren't really going to open their arms and offer a bunch of money to you. How about, what does your personal credit look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
It's in the middle. I really don't have any credit since I've been working since high school.
Okay.
So I'm already 37 years old. Once I, you know, needed to purchase something, I always went to the mall with cash, you know, shoes or, you know, for something for school. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I always purchased with cash, so I really don't have any established line of credit. But right now I'm paying off. Right now I'm paying off a car, which is going very excellent, very very good. I would say mine is above 650, my credit score.
Okay.
So I would say it's in the middle.
So it's definitely something we can work with. It's definitely something we can work with.
But guess what? On this note, I don't know if this will help anything, or I would just want to shed a little bit of light on the situation a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm getting paid at now, I get paid with a personal check. Since we're a small mom and pops company, we're not like a really large franchise or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So I get paid with a personal check. And I put that inside the bank. You know, I mean, it says Tuxedos by Mike on top of it, but we just don't have, like, you know, a payroll service or anything like that cutting the checks, or he's not really a large corporation like that. It's just a small mom and pop shop.
Okay.
So I don't know if that will help, if you guys do need to see like a bank statement and stuff like that, but there is money going inside the bank, but it's just not Tuxedos by Mike. It's more like on the personal level, to where I can claim like, hey, my company is doing fairly well. I put money inside the bank every week.
Sure. Okay. Now, do you have a separate business checking account, or is it your personal checking account?
I have a separate.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm saying is, basically, in order to get you approved for these types of programs, the base requirements are that you own a business and that you have 6 months of bank statements. Sometimes we can work with four. So, you know, based on what you told me, you're maybe a month or two out from being able to do it. But when that time comes,
I have all the statements ready to go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because really, all I need is, you know, information about the business. I have a one-page application for you where you can fill that out, and then we'll take a look at the most recent 6 months of your business bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have.
Okay.
From there, we can get you an approval amount. Typically, you know, I don't know exactly how much you do in sales or anything like that right now. At this point, it's going to be a little lower. So that the amount that's on that letter that we sent to Tuxedos by Mike, it's going to be different than what we're able to get you. Definitely could come up with some options for you. I'll tell you what, what's a good email address I can send you some information with the application in there?
That would be ANTHONY, as in Anthony.
Okay.
Dot E as in Edward, 101@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. So, and then what's the best number to reach you at?
That would be 310-489-3267.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email right now with the application and a list of what I would need from you. It's pretty basic, just what I said, the bank statements and the tax return. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information, so you can call me directly, you can shoot me an email, and I'll get right back to you. But basically, all you need to do is fill out the application and then get that list back to me, and I can go over, you know, what options we have for you in about 24 hours.
Oh, good, good, good. How do I know this is a legitimate company, not like some solicitation? Because, you know, it's a ton of scam.
Yeah, no problem.
How can you prove that? How can you prove that to me?
Yeah, so what I'll do in the email, I'll have a link to our website. You can check out our reviews. We got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. We've been around for about 15 years. We have a great reputation, take a lot of pride in it. So, you know, you can check us out online. Exactly. Do your due diligence.
Where exactly in San Diego are you guys located?
We are in the Mira Mesa area, if you're familiar with San Diego.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're right off Miramar Road.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm coming from Scripps Ranch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We have an office up in Irvine too.
Oh, okay. And your name again, once again? Sorry.
My name is Sam.
Sam, there you go.
Sam, okay. Yeah. And Sam, on the email, the email I send you, you'll have my direct line, my email address. You can get directly in touch with me anytime.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, cool. So I'll send it out to you right now. If you have any questions, give me a call.
Thank you, Sam. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. You too, Tony.
Okay, thank you.